Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're going to continue in this Bible study of Peter's denial and repentance from a Sunday school lesson E.A. Elam wrote for May 1st, 1927. And we've talked about Peter's first denial. We read about that in Mark chapter 14, 66 and 67. And as Peter was beneath in the court, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, Thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I neither know nor understand what thou sayest. And he went out of the porch, and the cock crew. Now, it is interesting to me that Peter was able to draw his sword and withstand. Stand ready to stand before a mob, come to arrest Jesus and fight to the death. But then here in this instance, he denied Jesus because of the question of a maid. Ah, the golden text is good, isn't it? Let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Now we're going to read about the other denials that Peter made here in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Let me read to you about Peter's second denial. This is Mark chapter 14, verses 68 and 69. He denied, saying, I know not or understand what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew, and the maid saw him, and began to say again to him that stood by, This is one of them. Looking at the Elam's notes here, Peter's conscience has greatly troubled him. That's why he went out in the porch. And then the cock crew the first time. What effect this had on Peter is not stated, but he must have heard it. While he was in the porch, this maid and another maid, Matthew 26:17, who saw Peter, said to those who stood by, This man also was with Jesus of Nazareth. This is one of them, that is, one of Jesus' disciples, one of those who are causing so much trouble. Then others took it up and began to accuse Peter. And after a little while, some men said, Thou also wast one of them. And Peter denied, saying, Man, I am not. And Matthew 26:72 says he denied with an oath. That was the second denial. But then we read Mark 14:70 and 71. But he again denied it. And after a little while again that stood by said to Peter, Of a truth thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean. But he began to curse and to swear, I know not this man of whom thou speak. After a little while, Luke 22:59 says, After the space of about an hour, after Jesus had been sent from Annas to Caiaphas, and when his trial before the Sanhedrin was over, or nearly so, a kinsman of Malchus said he saw Peter in the garden with Jesus, John 18:26. This kinsman was not mistaken. Then others again accused Peter. It was at this time and under this pressure that Peter began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man, and straightway the cock crew, Matthew 26:74. This was the third denial. The cock crew twice, and before that, Peter denied him thrice. Well, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. We read in Luke 22:61 and 62, And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said unto them, Before the cock crow this day, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. These verses of Luke 22 are here incorporated into the lesson because Jesus then turned and looked at Peter. It was a very significant look. Jesus knew what Peter had done. And Peter remembered that Jesus had said, "Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice." And he went out and wept bitterly. Peter repented. Judas regretted. Judas knew Jesus was innocent or righteous and that he had betrayed innocent blood. And when he saw that Jesus had been condemned to die, intense with regret filled him with bitter remorse. He took possession of him. He repented himself, but repented is not from the fuller and nobler term expressive of moral actions and issues and having reference to the entire life, but from the word which is used to signify regret. "The sorrow of the world worketh death," 2 Corinthians 7:10. Regret and remorse may fill the heart of the most treacherous. Peter wept from a full sense of moral action. Jesus has said to him, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan asked to have you, that he might sift you as wheat. But I made supplications for thee, that thy faith fail not. And do thou, when thou hast turned again, establish thy brethren." This was just when Jesus told Peter he would deny him. It is an important fact that Jesus prayed for Peter. Peter now had been sifted as wheat, and the chaff was gone. He had turned again. He was growing into that character which would enable him to establish his brethren. We may learn some important lessons from Peter's denial. He who made the strongest affirmation that he would die with Jesus was the first to deny him. John was quiet and frank and willing for it to be known that night by Jesus' enemies that he was one of Jesus' disciples and did not deny him. Peter loved Jesus, but was unwilling to be recognized as his disciple and mingle with his enemies and hence denied him. The friends of the truth today must be frank and must openly and firmly acknowledge it. To timidly shrink from public acknowledgement of the truth and to associate with its enemies, unwilling to be known as a friend and a defender, is to deny it. There is but one right way, and that is to quietly and meekly, but openly and firmly avow the truth. Now that brings that Sunday school lesson to a close, but as often with these Sunday school lessons, there's a little rhyme right at the end by this one by Joseph Grigg. "Ashamed of Jesus? Soon or far, let evening blush to its own star. He sheds the beams of light divine o'er this benighted soul of mine. Ashamed of Jesus, that dear friend on whom my hopes of heaven depend? No, when I blush, be this my shame, that I no more revere his name." I turn the page, and now we're going to read about Peter and the risen Lord. The text is John 20, 1 through 10, and John 21, 15 through 17. John 20, 1 through 10. "Now on the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, while it was yet dark, unto the tomb, and seeth the stone taken away from the tomb. She runneth therefore, and cometh to Simon Peter, and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb, and they ran together. And the other disciple outran Peter, and came first to the tomb. And stooping, looking in, he seeth the linen clothes lying, yet entered he not in. Simon Peter therefore also cometh, following him, and entered into the tomb, and he beholdeth the linen clothes lying, and the napkin which was on his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then entered in therefore that other disciple also, who came first to the tomb, and he saw, and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. So the disciples went away again into their own home. John 21:15-17. And when they had broken their fast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith unto him a second time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Tend my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, Feed my sheep. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson about Peter and the risen Lord is 1 Peter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, beget us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The devotional reading is the 16th Psalm. I'm turning there now in my Bible, and I will read that to you. It has this inscription, Michtam of David. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I take refuge. O my soul, thou hast said unto Jehovah, Thou art my Lord. I have no good beyond thee. As for the saints that are in the earth, they are the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that give gifts for another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. Jehovah is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen out unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless Jehovah who hath given me counsel. Yea, my heart instructeth me in the night seasons. I have set Jehovah always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall dwell in safety. For thou wilt not leave my soul in Sheol, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. In thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Now, for the material, the extra material to read for the teachers, we turn to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, and we'll read verses 3 through 12. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy beget us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who by the power of God are guarded through faith unto a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, ye have been put to grief in manifold trials, that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold that perisheth, though it is proved by fire, may be found unto the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom, having seen, having not seen, ye love, on whom, though now ye see him not, yet, believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Concerning which salvation the prophets sought and diligently searched, who prophesied of the grace that could come unto you, searching what time or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did point to, when it testified beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glory.